Customization. Customization is a design goal that allows products or product families to be adapted to changing customer demand over time. Customization that requires engineering to order has a very high product cost and long lead times. While this is appropriate for some markets, it cannot be profitable for many products and services. Therefore, methods of customization have been developed to harness mass production as much as possible. Customization methods include postponement, mass customization, and glocalization. Postponement. Postponement, also called delayed differentiation, is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a product design or supply chain strategy that deliberately delays final differentiation, assembly, production, packaging, tagging, etc., until the latest possible time in the process. This shifts product differentiation closer to the consumer to reduce the anticipatory risk of producing the wrong product. The practice eliminates excess finished goods in the supply chain. This strategy is sometimes referred to as delayed differentiation. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines product differentiation as a strategy of making a product distinct from the competition on a non-price basis, such as availability, durability, quality, or reliability. With postponement, the basic product or a set of components remains in undifferentiated form as long as possible before being converted or assembled into a customized or differentiated configuration. Sometimes differentiation doesn't occur until the end customer selects the specific components to be assembled to order. Postponement is an excellent example of a push-pull strategy, where the organization designs the product and manufacturing process so that differentiation can be delayed as long as possible. A generic product or set of modular elements is produced at the start of the manufacturing process, and when demand is determined, only then is it differentiated to a specific product, such as by assembling specific modular components. With this strategy, production starts can be based on aggregate forecasts or actual orders. Thus, postponement addresses the uncertainty relative to final demand, even if forecasts can't be improved. Benefits. Benefits of postponement include the following. Postponement is a countermeasure against the bullwhip effect because it reduces the need for safety stock in multiple varieties. The amount of in-transit, pipeline, or transportation, inventory is reduced, lowering insurance and handling costs and increasing cash flow. Materials needed only locally can be locally sourced and produced to assist with corporate social responsibility initiatives. Trade-offs. Trade-offs of postponement include the following. Requires process, equipment, product, and packaging redesign capital expenditures. Can actually increase costs if there are few varieties of the end product. Mass customization. Mass customization is the practice of moving final product configuration closer to the customer while still maintaining economies of scale in manufacturing. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines it as the use of mass production techniques to create large volume of products in a wide variety. This strategy keeps production costs low while enabling customized output primarily by utilizing postponement or delayed differentiation. A classic example of mass customization is Hewlett-Packard's decision to stop sending completely assembled, regionally differentiated printers from one plant to all geographic markets and instead to ship modular parts to each regional distributor for assembly closer to the customer. Mass customization benefits from modular design, as shown in this HP printer example. The fewer the modules to be shipped, stored, and assembled, the more efficient the supply chain, and the more easily the final differentiation can be accomplished. University education, investment portfolios, and restaurant meals are all customized for the individual and customer. In fact, the customer may do the customizing. Making mass customization work efficiently depends upon establishing instantaneous communication among the units that build or supply each module. It may also require the availability of considerable expertise at the point of differentiation, whether developed in-house or developed as a requirement for a 3PL/4PL. In the HP example, the regional distributors had to acquire the equipment and expertise to assemble printers. Before this, they only had to warehouse and distribute the printers. Mass customization may also require more expertise by employees at the point of sale, since customers may have to be guided in their selection of custom products. Moreover, the retail salesperson may be the final assembler, It takes greater training and perhaps aptitude to build items to order in a retail setting than to sell them supplied as a finished product. Benefits. Benefits of mass customization include the following. Savings due to economies of scale. Increased efficiency and expertise of workers who learn assembly roles. Increased sales volume because of the appeal of differentiated products to different market segments. Reduced inventory costs because aggregation of demand increases the accuracy of forecasts and allows each region to reduce its inventory. Creation of semi-skilled jobs to benefit local communities. Trade-offs. Trade-offs of mass customization include the following. Costs of investing in equipment and training to enable distributors to assemble the product. Potential friction with distributors who don't want the added tasks. Potential for quality issues if assemblers are poorly trained or designs fail to make assembly foolproof. Localization. Organizations can meet the particular needs and wants of different markets around the globe, either by designing new products or services, or by modifying or redesigning existing ones. Localization is a hybrid term based on the words globalization and localization, coined by Japanese economists in the 1980s and popularized by sociologist Roland Robertson. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, in a supply chain context, localization is a form of postponement in which a product or service is developed for distribution globally but is modified to meet the needs of a local market. The modifications are made to conform with local laws, customs, cultures, and preferences. Localization is similar to a multi-country strategy in which customers have unique product expectations that are addressed by local production capabilities. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Here are some examples of localized products from international companies. Some fast food restaurant chains localize their menus. For instance, McDonald's offers different menus to correspond to the tastes of the community or region. In India, they offer more vegetarian options. In Israel, they serve kosher food. Pizza Hut in Macau, China, offers squid rather than pepperoni. General Electric's handheld electrocardiogram device and a portable PC-based ultrasound machine were developed for rural India and China to provide improved quality, increased access, and less cost. Rural patients no longer have to choose between going to urban medical providers and going without medical care. MTV, an international cable and satellite television channel, customizes its broadcasts of popular music and promotional music videos to appeal to audiences of all ages and tastes in about 150 countries and nearly 20 languages. Unilever has created more than 400 brands of food and health products that it markets around the globe. One product in particular, mayonnaise, is formulated differently for the variations of tastes preferred by people in the Netherlands, Belgium, and France. Need for reverse innovation. According to a Harvard Business Review article, how GE is disrupting itself, localization was successful when wealthy nations comprised the majority of the market and less developed countries didn't have much to offer. The authors state that this period of localization is over and multinational corporations now need to put effort and funds into global reverse innovation to enable ongoing sales in these countries. Reverse innovation involves developing innovative new products that meet specific needs and budgets of customers in particular markets using a decentralized, local market focus. According to the article, the following are two localization assumptions that General Electric learned are in fact not true and that need to be updated. GE had assumed that emerging economies would evolve the same way as wealthy economies. In fact, developing countries don't evolve the same way, because they are more willing to adopt breakthrough innovations and they have less money to spend. So, for instance, innovations in low-cost medical devices, alternative wind and solar power, and water desalination are becoming more abundant in emerging markets. In another example, some countries without well-developed telephone lines or good electrical grids are skipping the telephone poles and are instead installing cell towers and use solar power for phone charging. GE had believed that products that address developing countries' unique needs would not be sellable in developed countries. Instead, what has been demonstrated is the ability of these products to create brand new markets in developed nations. They are able to do this successfully due to their significantly lower price points and novel new applications. GE has embraced reverse innovation and has experienced positive results. It created and placed numerous local growth teams. These teams have helped GE better customize product objectives, customer training, and key metrics.